The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. Recognizing the unsung heroes of sports media.
I'm stuck in this pit, working for less than slave wages, working on my day off.
This is the Producers Podcast.
I'm a producer.
Oh, you're the executive producer.
Now, here's your host, Dimitri Robinos.
So I hate to say that something like this situation is ever becoming normal, but I feel like we are finding our groove here on the Producers Podcast, talking in the moment to producers that are going through this very strange time, man, trying to produce informative and entertaining content in a time where particularly that entertainment part is as important as ever, because we are the escape for people that are bombarded with the news, for people that go out and notice the empty streets and whatever that might do to their mental health, man. It's really important that radio provide an escape and something of an authoritative voice right now. So I'm going to talk to Aaron Maloney from Arizona Sports 98.7 FM here in just a moment. First, though, I want to thank Writer Voiceovers for sponsoring the show. Writer is an in-demand TV promo voice being used by both NBC and CBS Sports, as well as Fox Sports North and the CW. Plenty of networks like the Tennis Channel networks. He's also the voice of commercials for teams like the Texas Rangers, Tampa Bay Lightning, and the PBR Tour. For a free custom demo made just for your station, just reach out to Ryder via the website RyderVO.com. That is RyderVO.com. All right, Erin Maloney has worked her way up at Arizona Sports 98.7 to the point where now she is the executive producer for the morning show Doug and Wolf. Like so many people right now, her studio looks nothing like it usually does. Doug and Wolf are in separate locations. Wolf is still in the studio, but Doug is from home. Their third mic is at home as well. We talked a little bit, not just about preparing the show each and every day, but what Erin is doing that keeps her able to keep working. What keeps her in the right frame of mind right now? Because when you are going in at off hours, it is not until you get done with the workday, I think, that you are really seeing just how different of a landscape things are right now. The fact that when you are leaving, and usually you're leaving while the parking lot is completely full, now it looks the exact same that it did when you got in. So today's episode hits on what actually has stayed the same at Arizona Sports 98.7, like what wouldn't be different even if we weren't going through this right now, as well as the drastic differences and how you go about dealing with those. So enjoy my chat with Aaron. I'll be back at the end for a thought and a wrap-up. With your station being so heavily built on play-by-play, and now sports have sputtered to a stop, it's not as if you don't have anything to talk about, but forget your show for a second. Overall, the station just has to feel much different right now.
Yeah, the station feels really different. We have a lot of hosts working from home. But, you know, what I think really helped our station, you know, we are built a lot on play-by-play, and I'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, that first week after everything happened, after that first full week, you know, the Cardinals made a trade for DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
So, you know, for that little bit of time, it was like normal. It was just, we were talking NFL free agency, you know, like there was a really good buzz when that was going on. And then it's like, we went back to reality. And yeah, we don't have any play-by-play right now. And, you know, we just broadcasted a Twitch game. How the NBA is doing those live Twitch games.
Right.
We actually broadcasted one. Tim Kempton and John Bloom were like, I think, the first ever sports announcers to do it. So, you know, we're trying to find ways to fill that whole void and make everything kind of seem normal, but it is hard at this point in time.
Yeah. So you talked about the big trade, really the theft that the Cardinals committed to get DeAndre Hopkins. But you guys have the draft to look forward to. And I would imagine that that drives a lot, because last year the franchise got its franchise quarterback. This year there's the need to I mean, you could do anything. You could build an offensive line. You could get a young weapon to go along with him. I would imagine that it has been, as much as not having Diamondbacks opening day has hurt, I would imagine that the conversation, at least in terms of sports, is about it, what it would be if we weren't in this situation right now.
Yeah, really, you hit that right on. The NFL draft really drives a lot of this. And right now with the Cardinals, with Kyler Murray and everything, like you said, it's so exciting. So that's what people really want to listen to. So it does drive about 80 to 90% of our conversations in the day, which is really nice to have that. But we also did this really cool thing on opening day, because opening day is a really big deal here in Arizona. You know, we have spring training all spring. You know, it's a really good vibe here. So we actually called it Opening Day Dreaming, and we brought a bunch of former Diamondbacks players on, current coaches, and basically celebrated Opening Day, which kind of gave it a little bit of a baseball feel, but other than that, it's been pretty much all NFL draft.
So when you are venturing away from the NFL draft, is it more other Arizona sports stuff, or are we starting to learn more about Doug and Wolf and you as people when you aren't talking about the NFL draft? Because that is literally the only live thing to be counting down to in the sports world.
Yeah, so a lot of it is, you know, making personal connections with everything that's going on. It's more like really connecting with the audience. I wouldn't say that they're getting to know Doug and Wolf more, but they get to know a different side of them. That's not just reacting to a game or, you know, being opinionated as to what the Cardinals should do at number 8. It's more along the lines of what this whole world is going through and them going through it as well, and just kind of their reaction to everything. And
go ahead, finish up.
Go ahead.
No, please finish your thought.
Their reaction to everything. And something new is coming out every single time. So it's just raw, and it's them reacting to something they wouldn't normally react to.
Right. And so that actually sort of hits at what I wanted to talk about next, which is how much you are talking about the environment and just the realities of the nation right now. When you guys talk about COVID-19 and the way it has sort of grinded so much of American life to a halt, are you guys talking more about personal experiences? Is it trying to be the champion for local businesses in the community? What do you guys prioritize when coronavirus and COVID-19 comes up on air?
Yeah, it's really, I like to say we have no rules. You know, we have, there's no right or wrong, yes or no, black or white answer. It's just literally the moment. I mean, I can't even give you a good answer to that, because it's everything. It's, you know, helping out local businesses. It's the personal experience and like what, you know, like, oh, I got to Fry's or the grocery store and I got toilet paper, you know, like I was lucky enough and I found toilet paper, you know, so it's things like that where it's like the personal side, their experience, but then it's also, you know, the overall picture where, you know, Sean Payton gets diagnosed with COVID-19 or, you know, Rudy Gobert gets like cleared from it. So it's really everything that we're talking about. You know, how the Chinese Basketball Association saying they were coming back and then deciding not to come back. And then what happens now? You know, what does that mean for the NBA? I think Jay Williams was on ESPN yesterday and said the NBA should have 2 cruise ships, one for the Eastern Conference and one for the Western Conference. You know, so it's those kinds of conversations that we're having around that. So it's really everything.
Yeah. Are your listeners, when they interact with you, is there a sense of, gratitude or community when you guys talk about what is going on right now, or is Stick to Sports Guy out in full force at this point? Because I think that as much as I hate the guy that doesn't think there's ever room to talk about anything but sports on a sports show, I could understand wanting that escape now more than ever.
100%. So, you know what I think it is? is that it's in small doses. I've not really noticed any negativity through Twitter. And it's just, you know, how they do, how Doug and Wolf have been doing it, where it's not the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not all of a sudden it's like, I don't know if I'm listening to a news station or a sports station, but it's
right.
when it's appropriate. And it's also, you know, we're not sitting here and talking about the governor putting Arizona like in a shelter in place order.
Mm-hmm.
We're discussing like how this could impact sports and
right.
how, you know, a lot of people are like, when are we going to get sports? Like, oh my gosh, March has been the longest year, you know, and it's, you know, it's crazy things like that. But most people want to know, like, what, like, does Wolf think that we're actually going to have football this
right.
season? You know, so a lot of people are wanting it. But I think if we were to get into the political side, then I think it would be a little bit different.
Yeah, that joke that has been going around Twitter for, Jesus, since this thing started, the last 3 weeks have been a hell of a decade, really does feel real. Now, you mentioned when Wolf talks about, when people want to know about whether or not Wolf thinks there is going to be a football season, you saw that Kirk Herbstreit last week said he didn't see how there was going to be a football season. When Wolf voices his opinion, is it ever met with, even if it is just an opinion about football, this thing has become weirdly political in ways that are not being intended. Wolf answering a question straight up, yes or no, I do or don't think there is going to be a football season. People attach things to it that he didn't even intend to bring into the conversation. So what is that reaction like? Have you guys been hesitant at all to answer those kind of questions?
No, and like, when I played that Kirk Herbstreit comment for Wolf, mm-hmm. I mean, the reaction, he was like, what? No! You know, and it's more like he has like a fan's reaction. Like, no! Like, we have to have football, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You know, I asked them this today, and I said, do you or do you not? And they said, optimistic. You know, the NFLPA medical director who went on Adam Schefter's podcast, he says he's optimistic. You know, but their main thing is like, we need to do this now as a society in order to get there.
Right.
You know, it's, they can't sit there and be like, yes or no. Like, I don't, like, they really don't know, because thinking back 3 weeks ago, we probably thought we were a week away from returning to sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
now,
go ahead.
It's so different, you know. It's just every week it changes, and it's on. I don't even know what to say. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, along those lines. So my wife is a physician, and she is hopeful that by the summer, as the temperature raises things and people, or I'm sorry, starts to erase some of the coronavirus threat, and people can at least mingle here and there again, some herd immunity is built up to the point that, you know, if this thing does come back in fall, it does not look like, American life does not look like what it looks like right now. But, and this is
right.
sort of where the question comes in. It is so hard for me to visualize the idea of football, or the idea that if this thing comes back, it could look different, because it's hard to visualize from day to day what is going to change. And I guess it's just kind of, I don't know how I would go about thinking about planning a show right now.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's interesting. It's a lot of prep, but it's a lot of prep that could go out the window at any time.
Yeah.
Our program director has said there are no rules. Have fun, you know, try and give them an escape, you know, help out the audience, but also know like when the time is that you need to address something.
Right.
So it's, like I said, the Cardinals have been great. You know, we've had a lot of amazing off-season moves. So we've had topics.
Mm-hmm.
It's now like, it's so hard for me to be like, oh yeah, it's so hard to come up with topics, because I get asked that. What are you guys going to talk about? And I'm like, well, we actually haven't hit that point yet. Give me like 2 weeks after the NFL draft and I'm going to be like, oh crap.
Right.
You know,
right.
What is there now?
Right.
So that's what's,
Go ahead. Sorry, I don't mean to keep interrupting you.
No worries. We can't picture, you know, day to day. So we obviously can't picture like season to season what's going on. So it's a lot of just going into the show, not knowing what's going to come out of it,
right,
but just trying to be entertaining and just trying to give the audience an outlet or give them what they need at that time.
So talk to me a little bit about yourself, not about the show right now. Before we started recording, you said that you are getting into the studio a little bit later than usual because there are no live sports on these days. What are you doing to kind of take care of yourself and your mental health right now? Because there, as a producer, you can't really afford to unplug from the news. Not only that, you have to dig deeper for these stories to find the right things that are going to hit the right notes for Doug and Wolf. So how do you go about giving yourself a little bit of time to unplug, or a little bit of time even just to just be Aaron for a few minutes?
Yeah, so everybody at Arizona Sports has been awesome. They, from the minute this happened, were just like, however much work you can do at home, do it.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, be in the studio as little as possible, all this stuff. So I have ended up kind of splitting my prep into like little bits at a time. So it used to be where I would sit down for, 2 hours a night and really think about what's going on and like all these topics and everything. Now, I literally would put on SportsCenter and go on my laptop and just kind of look at what's going on. Look at Twitter, look at these different sites as to the stories that are out there. And it's just kind of being more aware,
right,
as stories as like people. So, that's what I'm doing to prep wise with there not being live sports on. And in that, like, I'm telling you, just an extra little bit of sleep, even if it's just a half an hour, completely
sure
helps. So yeah, I'm good right now with everything because, we're not as bad here in Phoenix as other states are out there right now. And just that little bit of extra sleep and being able to really know that I can't control anything.
Yeah,
I can do my part, but I can't control anything. So I just like trying to approach every day, new day, and trying, do
sure
the best I can.
Are you and Doug and Wolf all in the studio, or is it just you in the studio with them from home?
So this is funny. Doug is at home.
Okay.
Wolf is in the studio, so like the separate room from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paul Calvisi, who is on our show as well, he's at home. So it's dialing into two different Comrexes and then one person in the studio and trying to make it all work that way.
I would imagine just having Wolf in the studio sort of takes some of that, I don't know, that loneliness, or even let's just call it weirdness of this time out of it. Cause at least there is like that part of your morning routine did not change. And I don't think that people, particularly people in this business that work either the mornings or the night shows, can take for granted that just seeing certain people is such an important part of your routine to stay on top of your game right now.
Yeah. I mean, I love having Wolf in studio, and I don't know how it would be if he wasn't in studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he feels as well. He wants to be in studio.
Right.
He says, I'm the only one in this studio. If I can, I would like to be in studio. And you're so right with, it's a little bit of normal when nothing's normal right now.
Right.
So it is nice to have him in studio, but the whole station is just empty. And what's crazy to me is, I get to work 3:30 so early and there's no one in the parking lot anyway. But
right,
when I leave, it's about as busy as it was when I got there. And I think that's what like makes me like hits me, because
right,
I you know, working the hours I work, I don't necessarily see as many people as someone working the midday show or afternoon show would. So I think what hits me is when I go walk out to my car and I'm like, there is probably four cars in this parking lot.
Right.
And that's when it gets crazy.
Yeah, that's the eeriness is the thing that makes this moment or these kind of moments scary is the loneliness is literally quantifiable. Like you're talking about, like going out to the parking lot at what should be the busiest time of the morning and seeing just four cars, like there's no way to deny something is not right now.
Yeah, it's that, it's going to the grocery store, you know, because working in sports, you kind of get away from things where, you know, everything's in the filter through sports.
Right.
And, you know, we're hearing all these things about, you know, Rudy Gobert, like, oh, everything's fine. You know, I had a couple symptoms, but, you know, I'm recovering, I'm great. But then you go to the grocery store and you see everybody in masks and you see them with gloves on and you see everything. And like that also brings you back to reality. Like this mm-hmm. is crazy. It's not just about sports, you know?
Right. Right. Well, Aaron, so people listening don't know that Aaron and I actually recorded a regular version of this podcast before the world turned upside down. So at some point, you and I will revisit that and I can put your answers to the questions. What do you want to do next? And what do you wish your host understood better on the record? But I appreciate you taking the time to talk about what things are like right now in the Arizona Sports Studios.
Yeah, thanks so much. I'm happy to talk about it and some crazy times out there.
So today I want to talk a little bit about organization. It's important for every show, no matter what is going on, whether you are the kind of show that sticks to a very strict rundown in terms of, you know, this is what we are doing at the 3:15 segment, this is what we are doing at the 3:30 segment, so on and so forth, or whether you're the kind of show that the rundown sheet is a document of topics and thoughts not necessarily organized in any way. We will get to them when they feel right. Right now, it is more important than ever that whatever your organization was, it doesn't change. If anything, it amps up a little bit because you are expected to bring the relevant sports stories to your community. You are expected to find local connections to the relevant sports stories around the country. And also, there's a part of you that sort of takes on a role of the window into the world a little bit. That's sort of an old movie term where you are the character that the audience can most relate to going through the film, right? Everybody is living this COVID-19 and coronavirus pandemic. I don't think anybody would tell you that what they want from sports radio is constant talk about this. But I do think it is weird if you're not acknowledging the weirdness that is going on, whether you're telling a personal story, whether you're just frustrated or whatever. I think it is important to have that organization right now because you need to see where the opportunity to get those kind of conversations in is. And you really need to be able to see, am I leaning too much into this? Am I forgetting about, you know, like I said to Aaron, I hate Stick to Sports Guy, but right now I totally get where he's coming from. Am I leaning too much into the talking about the psychology and the feelings of the moment? Am I not doing enough escapism sort of entertainment? So I think if you're able to keep looking at your shot sheet, if this were television, keep looking at your rundown, keep looking at that Google document or whatever it is that you pass around and figure out what is and what is not working. I've talked to a couple of folks in the industry over the last couple of weeks that say with no real live sports going on, they sort of come in and just see where the conversation takes them. Well, a certain amount of that is fine, right? But also, if we are saying this is the time when hosts and producers are going to show off their creativity and shine, that takes some planning. Don't quit planning. Don't quit your routine just because the routine of life has slowed down for a little bit. I will be back with you next week with another conversation in this producer's podcast series. Thank you so much for reaching out, everybody who does have the time to do these, and we will be back together next week.
Unbelievable, baby. The show is over.
Thank you for listening to the Producers Podcast. To connect with Dimitri, follow him on Twitter at Dimitri Robinos. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, BarrettSportsMedia.com.